Welcome back to the Powered by Football podcast, your favourite Power Cheer football podcast hosted by Jackson Taylor. We have got a plethora of games for you today. We have got the most amount of games ever covered on one episode of the Powered by Football podcast, your favourite Power Cheer football podcast hosted by Jackson Taylor, as we have got five matches. We have got the Western Sydney Wanderers versus the Newcastle Jets in both the Championship and the Premiership. We've got the Western Sydney Wanderers versus Hills United in the Championship. And we've got Hills United versus Sydney FC in the Championship and the Premiership. So, without further ado, let's get into it. The match between the Western Sydney Wanderers and the Newcastle Jets in the Championship. The Wanderers were applying pressure in the opening minutes, but just weren't able to convert. Newcastle were replying every now and then, getting a chance in for themselves, but the same could be said about them. Pressure continued throughout the half of the Wanderers, but they were failing to convert as halftime grew nearer and nearer. A Wanderers goal kick is hit well right before the whistle for halftime was blown, which allowed myself, Jackson Taylor, to chase. This gave me the chance to apply pressure on the goalkeeper, Cooper Greenwood, and I won a ricochet off of him to send the Wanderers 1-0 up on halftime. So the halftime score was 1-0 to the Western Sydney Wanderers over the Newcastle Jets. Newcastle had a promising chance at the beginning of the second half, but weren't able to convert due to an accidental touch before the sideline hit was meant to be taken. A Wanderers free kick is hit back to myself, Jackson Taylor, who's able to dribble around the Newcastle defence. A last-ditch effort from the recovering defence pushes the ball into me, doubling the lead for the Wanderers side. And a free kick for the Jets minutes later on the edge of their own box from a Wanderers 2-on-1. Lands directly to myself, Jackson Taylor, to get a hat-trick. Now, unfortunately, I did want to interview Jax for him getting his hat-trick, but I think he was a bit nervous, and I think he likes talking for long periods, especially on podcasts and such. So, unfortunately, I wasn't able to get him on. But yeah, it was a really good hat-trick, and he did really well. Moving over to the Premiership game between the Western Sydney Wanderers and the Newcastle Jets. There was early pressure from the Wanderers, but it was unable to be converted. There was some Newcastle pressure being replied after Wanderers started the game off, but they weren't able to convert either. There were some strong saves on the line from both Ben Key and Andy Waite. Really, really holding well in the first half defensively. Newcastle continued to rue their missed chances. Come the end of the half, they weren't able to get a go-ahead goal despite their amount of chances. It was nil all at the break. And there were some strong chances in the opening minutes. You know, they're going just the wrong side of the post for Newcastle. Just really, really frustrating them, you could see, as the game went on. But not long after that, some strong passing was unweaving the Wanderers' defence, with Dimitri Leolio-Davis setting Chris Hastas up well to sneak a ball between the Wanderers' defence of Ben Key and Andy Waite to send the Jets 1-0 up. There was continued pressure from Newcastle, which saw a save on the line from Andy Waite after some good Newcastle passing, but a high sideline for Newcastle saw Hastas meet Leolio-Davis well to get Newcastle's second, doubling the misery for the Wanderers. And speaking of misery, misery compounded for the Wanderers after going 2-0 down, with Ryan Sepp setting up Hastas within probably 30 seconds of play resuming. You couldn't ride at the Wanderers just dropping their heads. And as if it couldn't get any worse for the Wanderers, in almost identical fashion, less than a minute after going 3-0 down, Chris Hastas gets his hat-trick from a Leolio-Davis assist, with the Wanderers crumbling under pressure, heads dropping. It was 4-0, the full-time score. Being on that side, on the Wanderers' side, we're not, you know, the happiest with the result, obviously. But, you know, I think the first half we showed what we're made of, that nil-all result. But unfortunately, you know, we just weren't able to get there. So good on Newcastle, I guess. There's some good goals in there, and we just need to work on our morale, I guess, a bit to make sure that we don't crumble like we did against Newcastle. Moving over to the Wanderers versus Hills Championship game. This game is making up for the match that was played at Nationals between the Premiership sides for these two teams. Obviously, we weren't going to carry the result down to the Championship, so these teams had to play at some point. That some point is now. So there was some strong pressure from the Wanderers, which gave some promising chances in the opening minutes, but the Wanderers were not able to convert, something which they had experienced in both games they had played earlier in the day. Despite both teams growing into the game as the half progressed, neither were able to convert before the halftime whistle blew, defences staying strong. So it was nil all at halftime. Both teams had chances upon the return of the match, but again, neither can convert. I feel like a broken record saying it, but there was no goals. With only a few minutes left to spare, Lachie Nenham dribbled around the Wanderers' defence to make that broken record and change it. He sent the Hills 1-0 up with his dribbling technique and getting around the defence. It was pretty impressive from him. And whilst the Wanderers fought back after going 1-0 down, they weren't able to get their equalising goal. So the full-time whistle deemed that the score of the match would be 1-0 to Hills. In the Hills versus Sydney FC championship match, there was some early Hills pressure, but nothing that could be converted for that side. There was a strong spin hit from a seam sortie, which would have just gone wide had it not bounced off Alyssa Galea, which redirected the shot to send the Hills 1-0 up. Sydney applied strong pressure soon after conceding with a sense of urgency, but they weren't able to convert their chances. Despite these attacks from both sides, really, there weren't any goal-scoring opportunities, like any crucial chances for the rest of the half. Sydney's press at the start of the second half was not really threatening enough. They weren't able to get themselves into the game. Whilst Hills gave some pressure of their own, they too weren't able to convert. Sydney continued to run at the Hills defence, but they wouldn't get any more in the game. The full-time whistle blowing with Hills defeating Sydney FC 1-0, getting their second win in the championship this weekend. And the final game of the day, the fifth game, was Hills United versus Sydney FC in the Premiership. There were some early Hills chances which stretched the Sydney defence, but it wasn't able to come to anything. Some strong passing from Sydney FC sees Chris Suffield set Fletcher Ball up well to go 1-0 up. There was some contact from Lachie Nenham, which gave a free kick to Sydney not long after, but it wasn't able to be converted. And then just before halftime, there was some pressure from Sydney, but they weren't able to convert really much more. So the halftime score was only 1-0 to Sydney FC. There wasn't as much action going on in the second half of this match. The only notable event being the late pressure from Sydney FC, which saw Josh Ryan pounce, doubling their lead, Sydney getting a 2-0 win by the end of the match. So based on him getting that second goal, I spoke to Josh Ryan about the match. Here's that clip.
Hi, my name is Joshua Ryan. I play for Sydney FC and I'm 13 years old.
So Josh, this win has put you in second. So how confident are you that there'll be a much closer title race than last season?
I think for the last couple of rounds, Sydney FC has been playing very well. And I think it'll be a very close run with the Jets, I believe. And we may be able to get it off them this year.
Yeah, well, you had that win earlier in the season against them. So I think it'll be exciting to see if we can get a bit of a different ending to the story this year than we did last year.
Yeah, I think that one rattled them a bit. I think they're a bit on different terms now. And I think they're weaker than they were last year and that we may be able to get one on them.
You know, let's not downplay them. They still beat, you know, my Western Sydney Wanderers 4-0 today. So, you know, they're still doing quite well. And one thing I did want to ask you too is, so you scored your goal very late in the game. Were you nervous at all that you were going to lose the result before you scored that second goal?
No, we were pretty locked in with the first goal that we scored, I believe, halfway through the first half.
Yeah, first half.
We were pretty confident that we'd be able to lock it out and then we'd be able to keep the result 1-0. But obviously the second one made it just a bit better.
Yeah. It was good to see you guys and see that goal. Fletcher's goal was also very good.
That one was the best, I believe.
A humble man too. And this was your first game without Daniel. So I wanted to ask, like, what sort of changes, like, tactically and team sheet-wise do you guys have to make to keep the team at its best quality without Daniel?
So we also have Chris now. Yeah. Unlike did we have him last year?
Yeah, you had him last year.
Well, now we are playing with a very strong and young back line with Harry behind us.
Mm.
Or behind me, sorry. I think Daniel would be a big hit. He was very good striker, being the top goal scorer before he left.
Daniel.
He's not dead. We've got a very lovely spectator here in Riley Brown, who's made his contributions known.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Riley.
Hi, so I think that his leaving will be a big impact on our team. But from what we've seen today, we can still play strong with the four that we've got. And we've also still got the likes of Riley and Cody who can come on and play first grade.
Yeah, you've got a very strong core. And I think we saw that strength as a team, you know, a couple of weeks ago up in Brisbane. So I just thought I'd ask, you know, to wrap up this interview, how do you think Nationals went for you as a player for Sydney? You can answer that however you like.
I think I personally had a great Nationals. Some results that we didn't, that the team as a whole didn't, would have liked to
have win. Gotten.
We obviously showed our strength being able to play some of the teams with some of our weaker players and in likes of our Champions League, like
Championship players.
With Riley and people like that. But we were still able to hold our own. We were one place off fourth like we did to get last year. Mm. It would have been nice to improve it, but we played our best. We came up against some of the hard teams. We were one of the four goals scored against
Melbourne,
and it was against one of the best players in England, and Riley Brown scored
That was a goal of the tournament for me.
That was a great goal, and yeah, I think we, ever since we got back, we've been building on it, and I think we'll continue to grow and build.
Yeah, I think it's a projection for the future with the results you guys have been getting the past 2 years at Nationals, so it'll be exciting to see how you guys grow. So that basically brings us to the end of the interview. You did pretty well, Josh. I know you've been on, you know, 4 million times at this point. Is there anything else you would like to add before we wrap up?
Make sure to follow Powered by Football on Spotify so you keep hearing more of these awesome episodes.
I like you. Well, thank you for being on, Josh.
Thank you.
Moving over to the championship table and statistics, we're going to start with the table first. And in first place currently, with 5 wins, 1 draw, and 1 loss, it's Hills United. They have 16 points. Sydney FC, after their loss against Hills United, sits second. They have 5 wins and 1 loss. They have 15 points. The Western Sydney Wanderers sit third. They have 3 wins, 2 draws, and 3 losses. They have 11 points. Football St George sit fourth. They have 2 wins, 1 draw, and 3 losses. They have 7 points. And the Newcastle Jets sit last with 7 losses on 0 points. Onto the goal scorers chart, and who else but Riley Brown leads that. He has 12 for Sydney FC. Second is taken by Hills United's Lachie Ninham. He has 8. And the tie for third between Hills United's Alyssa Galea and Prayag Sharma, as well as Sydney FC's George Tiong, all on 5. Over to the assist chart now, and Finn O'Donovan of Football St George and George Tiong of Sydney FC are tied for first. They both have 5. Riley Brown and Lachie Ninham of Sydney FC and Hills United, respectively, both sit in second. They have 3. And third place is taken up by Fletcher Ball of Sydney FC with 2. Over to the clean sheets chart now, and Cody Town leads that for Sydney FC. He has 4. Bailey Pete of Hills United sits in second. She has 3. And a 3-way tie for third between Football St George's Ollie McPhail, Hills United's Lachie Ninham, and Jackson Taylor of the Western Sydney Wanderers, all with 2. Moving over to the Premiership table and statistics, and in first place is the Newcastle Jets with 5 wins, 1 draw, and 1 loss. They have 16 points. Sydney FC sit in second. They have 4 wins, 1 draw, and 2 losses. They have 13 points. Football St George sit third. They have 3 wins, 3 draws, and 1 loss. They have 12 points. The Western Sydney Wanderers sit fourth. They have 1 win, 2 draws, and 5 losses. They have 5 points. And Hills United sit fifth with 1 win, 1 draw, and 5 losses. They have 4 points. Over to the statistics now for the Premiership. And the goal scorers chart is a 2-way tie between Football St George's Abdullah Karim and Sydney FC's Daniel O'Brien. They both have 8. Chris Haster sits in second. He has 7 for the Newcastle Jets. And there's a 2-way tie for third between Dimitri Leolio Davis of the Newcastle Jets and Andy Waite of the Western Sydney Wanderers. Over to the assist chart, and Fletcher Ball of Sydney FC and Ryan Seck of the Newcastle Jets are tied for first. They both have 5. Abdullah Karim of Football St George and Dimitri Leolio Davis of the Newcastle Jets are tied for second. They have four, and a four-way tie for third between the Western Sydney Wanderers' Ben Keat, the Newcastle Jets' Shannon and Lazark, and Sydney FC's Joshua Ryan and Chris Suffield, all on three. Over to the clean sheets chart, and Ryan Sack of the Newcastle Jets has five, and a two-way tie for second between Sydney FC's Joshua Ryan and Harry Simmons. That brings us to the end of today's episode of the Powered by Football podcast. Thank you all so much for listening, and yeah, have a good one. Hey, I've got one more note before we get into the end card of this episode. I have written an article based on the Nationals that were played in Brisbane in March. You may have heard the interviews between myself and both Tom Byrne and Ryan Sack. Both of those were used as sources for that article. I also conducted a written interview with Chris Jordan, the English import for Melbourne City. That article will be linked in the show notes, so please give that a read if you want to hear a bit more about how to define success with that Melbourne City side. So yeah, thank you for listening to that, and I hope you enjoy my piece. And without further ado, let's get into the show notes. You can get involved in power chair football here in New South Wales as an athlete, coach, referee, or volunteer by visiting the New South Wales Power Chair Football Association website, linked in the show notes. Our season takes place in Glenwood at the Valentine Sports Park from the 15th of February 2025 to the 12th of July 2025, every Saturday. Contact info at nswpfa.org.au for more information. Just a quick note that the views of this podcast are mine and mine alone. The opinions and thoughts expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the NSWPFA. If you want to get in touch with the podcast, you can follow us at Powered by Football Pod on Instagram, join our Facebook group, Powered by Football Podcast, or follow our Twitter account, Powered by Pod. Thanks for listening.